the Building Guys on the Building Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Hey, it's Super Bowl time, Bob, and we're going to do some snacks. This is one of my favorite shows because I love eating munchy food. We were talking about being healthy in the last segment. Well, you know what? This is a day off because some of these things, you can make them pretty healthy, but some of them you just don't want to.
Right.
You just want it to be what it is, man. So take it away. What do you want to talk about?
Well, you know, and that's funny because sometimes you do have to take some time off. Sunday night, I decided at 3 o'clock, I am not going to be down there mudding. I'm going up, and I'm going to watch some football. And my dear wife slammed with work, so she's sitting on the couch with her computer editing depositions. So I had to go down in the basement and watch it on the big screen in the TV room, which we never use anymore since the kids are gone.
Right.
So I had a nice little theater set up, and I got to watch football all night, and that was really nice. I didn't even feel guilty. Great grills for the game. An easy one is
now you're talking about equipment now rather than a recipe, right?
No, great grill snacks for the
game. Oh, okay, snacks. Okay, I'm with you.
There are all sorts of variations of these, or you can just make your own. But I find that Super Bowl parties, and that's what we're all going to talk about because we're all going to go to one, or we're going to have one at our house.
Right.
You just want stuff that's easy to put on a plate and eat without making a mess and without people dripping all over your carpet or whatever. And
yep.
So a lot of chicken will be consumed, right?
Sure.
And so where I'm going to go with this is chicken sticks.
Oh.
And you can make them out of chicken breasts. You can use skinless, boneless thighs. I think it's a good time to get your deep fryer out, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Because we don't use them enough because
we're
trying to not eat so much fried food. But why do you have a fryer if you're not using it?
Well, and the thing is with the deep fried is the batter is what gets you.
Right.
Right? And so if you go light or no batter on some of this stuff, then it's not so bad for you.
So another thing I really like.
So what are you deep frying?
Just chicken strips.
Okay.
I'm just going to buy the tenderloins.
Are you marinating them at all?
Just going to bread them. And I'm going to put some, maybe some Cajun spice on them. And then I'm going to have a couple different sauces, a sweet sauce and a hot sauce to dip them in.
Okay. So you're breading them in like.
And that Greg Brown who called in last week, I'll be at his place.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just
going to
bring
those tasty deer treats too. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, he doesn't have any backstrap left.
Oh. Well, that's right. And you're not bringing any.
No, I'm not.
Oh, that's right.
But I'd borrow some from you if you had some.
Right, but I don't.
Smoked meatballs. You want an excuse to get your grill out? Smoked meatballs.
Those are good.
Now, I'm going to finally have my grill up and running again this week because I went on to Amazon and ordered a couple of those ceramic glass panels for my tech.
Oh.
Because I broke them both now.
Ooh.
And I have new burners, so I'm going to rebuild it this week, and I will be grilling up the Rumaki at Greg's house because he's got that new Weber grill.
So that's grilling, but the smoked meatballs, we made a meatloaf that was smoked, and this would be the same derivative of that. You could just ball it up rather than putting it in a loaf. I took a pound of Italian sausage, sweet Italian sausage, and mixed it with 2 pounds of ground beef, right? So I got pork and beef in this meatloaf.
That's good.
And you ball it up in a golf ball size, roll them up, and then set them on your smoker. Right, and I'd run it at 275 like you do for pretty much any smoker, and I would put a little heavier smoke on the meatballs because it's ground meat, and it can take it. Right,
I would even tell you a nice variation from that is to use just all Italian sausage.
Right,
I used to mix it with hamburger too, and number one, I don't mix it very well. Number two, the more you mix a ground meat, the tougher it gets.
Right,
so if you just buy some bulk Italian sausage, Sobey has it. R&J Best Choice, who's the guy over in Lansing, Marendorf.
Right.
All these guys will sell you bulk Italian sausage.
Yep.
And then you can just scoop up your meatballs nice and lightly. I wouldn't put any breading in them or anything.
Right.
I might put some egg and some onion and pepper.
Which is what was in the meatball, or was in the meatloaf, of course, we did that.
But so I'm not going to work that too hard, and I'm going to throw it on the smoker or on the grill, and even grilling it's fine, but you get a little different flavor off of it when you do it that way.
The beauty of the smoker versus the grill for me is I can set them in there and let them cook and I don't have to touch them. I feel like when I'm grilling them, I got to roll them around a little bit to get different
sides. Well, not if you do them indirect.
Yeah, right. But if you're doing them on your grill direct, you need to move them a little bit like flip a burger
and
then they fall apart.
That doesn't work. Yeah.
So there's a gadget out there that is a little square, maybe a foot by a foot grate, and it's a meatball holder, right, that goes on the grill. And I've got one of these. It's like a little, almost like fish basket net. And it's got maybe room for 12 of those. And you put those on your in this clamshell thing. It clamps down both sides. And then you can flip the meatballs. And they'll cook, and it's a grilling thing. It's not nice. Not for the smoker. But I got one of those.
Buy it online?
Out there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, wherever. I mean, yeah, sure. You know. But it's just one of those
gadgets.
They all
come out of the same factory in China.
Yeah, exactly.
We both love grilled stuffed dates.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool thing to bring. Mm-hmm. And I think it was Chef Jeff that gave us those the first time.
Yep.
And you basically take a date, pitted date, and you stuff it with blue cheese or any kind of cheese you want.
Gorgonzola or blue.
Whatever. Yep. And or something that even stuffs a little better is kind of nice. I've been buying this this cheddar out of Ireland that's like Kerrygold, I think they call
it. That's butter. Kerrygold makes a butter, too.
They make a cheese, too.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a real hard cheddar. And something like that you could slice off in slivers and stuff in there. But stuffing the date is the tricky part.
Right. Well, it always has been your whole life. But
I don't. As I said that, I knew I made a mistake. So then you wrap it with a little bacon,
right?
And just get the bacon crispy.
Right.
Put a toothpick in it if you need.
Right.
And oh my gosh, is that a great treat?
And it's usually about a third of a because these dates are small. They're like the first knuckle up of your thumb, right?
Right.
I mean, they're small, so it's about you can usually get three of them wrapped with one strip of bacon. So it's not a huge huge amount of bacon
get
on there.
Get the thin bacon,
right? But cook it up, like you said. It's all ready to eat with the cheese and the date. It's the bacon you want to get cooked.
Yeah, so,
they're good though.
The cheap thin bacon is what you want.
That sweet salty combination. Yeah. Is just
you can also stuff a pecan in there and wrap it in bacon. That's really good. But
water chestnuts wrapped in bacon. Those are good too.
One of my favorites is nachos on the grill.
I can't touch your nachos.
Everybody loves nachos.
Right.
Everybody. I mean, do you remember the first time you had a nacho?
No, but I know I've had a lot of them. Right, I don't remember the first one, but I love them.
I was in high school coming back from Ludington, and we used to stop at the Government Lake Bar.
I know where that is.
Yeah.
Right on 37.
It might have been my senior year, and 18 you could drink, right? So we had been on the beach all day, and we're coming back through Baldwin, and we pulled into Government Lake Lodge or Bar.
Right on the west side of the road at 37. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And we went in, ordered up a couple PBRs, and there was a whole group of us, and this waitress comes out and says, "We got this new item called chips and cheese."
Yeah.
And we're like, what?
Yeah.
Fell in love instantly. Sure. So that's a big deal in our house, but I think it's a big deal in a lot of places because I don't know of a restaurant that doesn't serve them.
Right. And especially for the Super Bowl, they're easy to make. And that's one of those things where you can put a lot of different stuff on chips and cheese and call it your own.
Yeah.
Right.
And you can put it on your grill if you have a big ceramic plate. Like a lot of people have pizza stones.
Right.
Those work great for nachos.
Right.
So you can put that right on your burner grate and it'll convect or it'll radiate the heat evenly so you won't burn your chips.
Right.
I would tell you to maybe put a little bit of oil on that stone before you put it down because cheese really wants to adhere.
But you're going to shut the lid, right?
But I'm going to get some chips that are big and curly and light, but not too light. So your favorite chip. And El Matadors are great for this because they have enough body to them. And just build it up beautiful. You know, make it nice, as Big Paulie says.
Right.
And shut the lid and just leave her on there about 15 minutes. And when you bring that out, it's got a little black on the top, a little smoke. And, oh, man, your guests are going to love it.
All right. Woo, making my mouth water. Coming up next, it's footballs for the football season. Stick with us. We'll be back.